Tamon Bradley is on the phone. You know him as the political reporter and co-anchor of WGN Weekend Evening News, News at 9, Weekend News at 10. You see him all over. Tamon, how are you today?
What's up, Lisa? I love that camera at the Target checkout where the security camera, the reflection. Obviously, I'm on TV, so I care about these things. I think it makes me look good. It's one of the few cameras where I look good.
I'm terrified of TV cameras, and I got to tell you, being a part of this town hall on Wednesday night is anxiety-inducing for me. I talked to your producer today, and I'm like, I just want to be in the audience. Just put me in the audience with everybody else.
You're going to do great. Yeah, Jordan Muck, our producer here, we were talking about that as we put this thing here together. Looking to focus on public safety, education, and community development. Those are kind of our three topics. We only have an hour with the mayor, and we're going to run commercials. But I'm just really excited, Lisa, that this will also be simulcast on WGN Radio. You can pull it up on the WGN Plus app. However you get WGN TV, you can watch it. And then also, if you're in your car or at home listening to WGN Radio, you'll have it too. So that's exciting.
So Wednesday night at 6 o'clock?
Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Michael Mater, myself, and you, Lisa. I love this energy, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving it to one question.
that works because we're going to work in the audience. We're going to have a live studio audience or community groups that will be joining us, and they're going to get a chance to ask the mayor a question. This is wonderful access. A lot of times you don't get to do something like that, and so we're excited. I know the mayor has wanted to do more of these. He was on a different television channel. He was on WBZ Radio last week. That different TV channel thing, I think, was back in February. But I know he, as he comes up on 2 years in office, the halfway point of his term on May 15th, wants to take his message to the voters, wants to talk more about what's been going on.
Tamon, he needs to do that too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know, there's that polling out there that shows his numbers are dismal. But, you know, from the beginning, they've had communication challenges. His original communications director is no longer there. And, you know, it is a mayor who early on had progressive victories in city council, eliminating the subminimum wage, paid time off, things like that. He got done his, you know, more than $1 billion bond deal as well. He got those things done pretty early in the term, but obviously everyone remembers the turmoil at city council. We remember the migrant crisis and some of the bumps there, his relationship with Governor Pritzker and other people, members of council. So, you know, there has certainly been turmoil, but this is a mayor that believes he's getting things done for the city, for the citizens of Chicago, and, you know, wants to talk about it. I mean, some people have tuned him out for sure, but, you know, you need to engage early, even as we're learning that there are outside groups and people raising funds and maneuvering to potentially challenge him coming up in 2 years.
Hopefully his new communications team has worked with him on answering the questions because, you know, and I know you know this, Tamon, but he ends up doing himself more harm when he does such a two-step around the question when even if it's a bad answer, if he just gives it, he's better off.
One of the things that I think he's doing to adjust to that is he's having these press conferences and bringing officials from his administration so that they can answer the question. They'll be perhaps more succinct and they'll have more of a command of whatever the topic is. But I mean, I think he's maybe working on that, trying to shorten the answers. But he's certainly notorious for, if you'll ask him, sir, why do you oppose a curfew downtown for young people, you'll get basically, he's an old teacher, right?
Right.
You'll get a long, detailed sort of book report on curfews and violence and young people, but you often don't get yes or no to that straightforward question.
I got to say, it's interesting when you have a Democratic mayor of Chicago and you have a Democratic governor, but we have a governor who, it appears, is going to be running for president. And I feel that he doesn't want to step into any political fire that involves Brandon Johnson for fear that it would impact what might be a presidential run. That puts the mayor in a difficult situation, doesn't it?
I think that's right. And from the beginning, you've seen J.B. Pritzker sort of distance himself from decisions and you know, what people might view as mistakes of the Johnson administration. You know, for example, with some of the things that were going on with in the early days of the migrant crisis in the city, wanting to build on polluted land, and then the governor basically vetoing that, just saying, you know, I don't authorize that. And so, you know, we've had these moments in terms of funding for migrant services where they sort of publicly and behind the scenes clash. But certainly Governor Pritzker's got to be careful because, you know, Brandon Johnson's base, black voters, that's who put him there. And, you know, if he were to rebound, if he were to rally and people were to come to his side, you know, he'd look like the person kind of picking on the black mayor of Chicago. So those racial dynamics, the governor has to be mindful of, but there's no question that they are not always on the same page.
Shimon, I don't know if you were at Congresswoman Schakowsky's luncheon today, but tell me a little bit about the changing delegation here. You had first Senator Durbin, now Schakowsky, two elder members of the local congregation delegation. I don't know if it'll change all that much to get younger Democrats versus older Democrats, but there are changes coming here.
Oh, no question about it. So we sent a camera up to this private fundraiser where she made the announcement, Congresswoman Schakowsky, that she is not seeking another term. There's a social media influencer who's already in that race, Kat Abagazala. And, you know, no doubt there'll be other people familiar to voters in Chicago who will want that seat. We're waiting on what Danny Davis might do. He was the same age as Joe Biden when he decided to seek reelection. And I can think of about 10 people who might like to step up and run that seat, even though he regularly has a younger opponent, Keena Collins, who routinely runs for that contest. But the floodgates will open. You know, a lot of people want these jobs. And so Juliana Stratton is already in the race to succeed Dick Durbin. But we expect that we're going to get some heavy hitters that are going to join that contest. And yeah, I think it is a passing of the guard. You know, there are a lot of older Democrats in Washington, and they're considering their future. And so, yeah, you'll have a generational divide. Does it mean younger voters vote for Democrats? Not necessarily, but certainly you'll have spirited primary contests, which we don't always have on the Democratic side.
Right.
Here in
and
the
here's
state.
The deal. If you're not a millionaire and you want to be a millionaire, get a job in Congress.
Yeah,
it works
yeah,
very
it's
well.
A way to make money, unfortunately. Yeah.
Tamon, we're up against news time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you Wednesday night.
See you Wednesday, Lisa.
Wednesday night, 6 o'clock on WGN-TV and right here on WGN Radio, A Town Hall with Mayor Johnson.